Today my testimony, I'm sure a lot of the members of the church has heard it.
我今天早晨的见证，我相信很多我们当中的年轻弟兄姊妹都听过了。
So when I gave it many years ago, it was a very premature type of testimony.
几年前我在教会做见证的时候，是在一个还不成熟的阶段的经历里面。
And I'm very glad that today I have the chance to define that testimony.
我高兴今天神给我一个机会，让我把我进一步的见证分享出来。
And be able to tell what God has done in my life.
向你们分享神在我生命中所做的事。
For starters, I'd like to say, coming from a divorced family,
我是从一个离婚的家庭里生长长大。
It's really hard on both the child and the parents.
我相信对着父母或儿女来说都是一个很困难的经历。
Personally, I think it's just the worst thing that can happen to a family.
我觉得离婚是一个能对一个家庭所发生最糟糕的事。
Because what happens here is that the son or the child decides to just not connect to the parents sometimes.
因为常常的结果就是儿女跟父母不再有亲密的关系。
And even though the parents don't plan on it, the child feels betrayed.
虽然父母的本意不是如此，但是孩子会觉得他们被父母给背叛。
And the connection and relationship there is just severed.
所以他们的关系一定受到伤害。
And no matter how hard you try with your own will, you can't recover that relationship.
无论你用你自己意志力要怎么样说服自己要与父母有好的关系，都是没有办法。
You can try to go to therapy, you can try to just plead for your parents. It's just really, really hard.
你可以去寻找心理医生的帮助，或者你立志要修补这个关系，但是你自己能做的太少。
The only way that a relationship that broken can be saved is by the will of God.
唯有神能够拯救这样一个破碎的关系。
So, pretty much my testimony starts off as when I was around, I don't remember, I was that young, when my parents got divorced.
所以我的见证必须讲从我父母离异开始。
And then,I went to follow my dad, so he took custody of me.
因为我父亲有抚养权，所以我就跟父亲一起生活。
Now at this point, both my parents weren't really financially stable.
在这个时候，我父亲跟母亲的财务能力都很微弱。
And I really didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to feel.
我不知道要怎么办。
I was too young to really know what was going on.
因为我太年幼，我不能明白这个当时的情况。
And, Pretty much, both parents are usually a little bit bitter about the divorce, especially my dad.
And 我父母对于离婚这件事都是感到很痛苦的，特别是我的父亲。
And as a child, when one of your parents, the one that takes custody of you, decides to constantly say something bad about the other parents,
在一个离异的关系中，特别有监护权的那一方。常常恶意说到另外一方。
You really just soak it in and start to believe it.
当你不断地听到这样子的这种不好的言语的时候，你慢慢你就相信了。
And to make things worse, it's not like my mom disappeared on me.
更糟糕的是，因为我的母亲并没有因此从我的生命中消失了。
I actually got to see her at least once during the week, and she did pick me up from school when she could.
因为我母亲总是每一个礼拜呢会来学校接我，来见我一次面。
Now you see, this causes a type of conflict in my mind. I believe that my mom is a good person. However, my dad tells me my mom is a bad person.
因为每一周我都与母亲有一次好的接触，所以我的心里常常在一个征战里面。一面我觉得她是一个好的母亲，另一面剩下的时间呢，我都听到我父亲对她所有的不佳的批评。
And this creates a really, really conflicting emotions within me.
这造成我在里面情绪的一个很大的增长。
And I can't really sort that out.
我没有办法解决这个情绪的冲突。
Then years progressed, and my mom eventually got remarried to another man.
时间渐渐过去，我妈妈后来就再婚了。
And this part of a divorced life is also pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. 所以这样的情况，让我更为难。
Because I can tell you now, it's not like I didn't like him before, it's just that he wasn't a nice person to me.
并不是我不喜欢我的继父，而实在是他对我并不好。
But of course, I can't do anything about it.
当然，作为一个孩子，你也没有什么能做的。
It is completely up to my mom's decision.
因为这是我母亲她自己要做的决定。
However, being a younger kid, I was bitter about it anyway.
但是因为我自己还年幼不懂事，所以我心里常常对我母亲有一个仇恨，一个不满。
Eventually, it came to a point where I was living with my dad, who is very financially poor.
到一个程度呢，因为我的父亲呢，赚经济能力非常的薄弱。
And we were renting a room in a person's house.
我们是租了人家房子里面的一间房间住在那里。
So basically, me and him were living in one room.
所以我跟我父亲从小就在同一个房间里居住。
And I thought things were pretty great then.
那个时候我觉得蛮好。
However, during the weekend, I would have to go over to my mom's house and stay with her and her new husband.
但是到周末的时候，我母亲把我带到她的家中，与她的新的丈夫一起居住。
And I really didn't like that at all.
我实在很不喜欢那样的安排。
It really was really painful to just have to be there, because I didn't like the guy.
因为我不喜欢我的继父，所以到他那里居住是很痛苦的一件事。
And my stepbrother Aaron, me and him, we get in a lot of fights.
我的继父有一个儿子叫 Aaron， 有的时候我们会争吵。
And that has caused a lot more tense moments between me and my stepfather.
但这样子让我跟我继父的关系更紧张。
It came to a point where I think I was about 12 when he pretty much said, "You're not allowed back in my house anymore."
到一个程度，我大概12岁的时候，我继父说，你再也不准到我的家里了。
Now you would think that I would be happy because I don't have to come here anymore.
你会想说，那剩下的我应该是高兴的，因为我再也不用到我继父家里去。
But that wasn't the painful part.
但对我来说，痛苦的不是这个部分。
What was painful was that it would seem as if my mom did not defend me.
但而是对我觉得就是痛苦的感觉，就是好像我的母亲没有起来为我来争取。
Subconsciously, you still feel it from the divorce, where you believe that your mom didn't defend you then.
好像你就回想到在你年幼的时候父母离异，好像你的母亲，我的母亲没有为我来保护我，来为我防御。
And then this happens again.
所以当我12岁的时候，继父赶出我离开他的家，这个感觉又来。
And all those feelings yet again become rushing in.
这些感觉都来到我的心中。
At that point, I could truly say.I did not like my mom anymore.
在那段时间，我可以告诉你，真的，当时我是不爱我的母亲，我不喜欢我的母亲。
I didn't love her. I didn't trust her.
我也不相信她。
I believed in my heart that it was just me and my dad now.
这当时我心里相信，这世界上只剩下我跟我父亲。
However, I still saw my mom during the weekend.
我仍然每一个周末会看到我的母亲。
And then one day she invited me to come with her to church.
有一次，他邀请我来到教会。
Now by this time I was in high school.
这个时候我已经进入高中了。
And things were a little bit tough. I wasn't hanging around the right type of people.
我当时所交的这些朋友不是最好的孩子。
I was a typical teenager who said, "What? Wake up at 8 on Sunday? Who does that?"
我是一个标准的青少年的反应，说哈，星期天早上八点就要起床了。
So I was.You love to do this, fine. I'll go and see how it is.
我虽然非常不情愿的，但是我还答应他到教会里看一看。
From there, I got invited to the summer conference.
在那个组织之后呢，我被邀请参加，立即来到了夏令会。
Our good brothers Abraham and Aaron warmheartedly said, "Come and join us."
因为当时有两个青少年 Abraham 跟 Aaron 就邀请我来跟他们到夏令会去。
And so I said, "Sure, we'll get to do this."
所以我说好啊，那我们去
夏令会干嘛？He says, "We go there and we have a buffet every day." and we get to worship God.
然后我们可以敬拜神。
At that point, we lost the buffet.
我没有听到这个后半部，光讲吃自助餐我就已经高兴。
Yeah, I was like, yeah, buffet sounds great. And they're like, "Well, we're there to worship God." I'm like, "Yeah, but things sound great."
虽然他们还告诉我们去吃饭，还有去拜神，但是我的心思就因为要能够有自助餐吃而高兴，我就答应了。
And so I went.
所以我就去了。
And there, Michelle introduced me to two other older brothers,
那个时候呢，鲁夏就让我认识另外两个稍微年长一点的年轻弟兄。
Caillou and Jacob。
Caillou 弟兄跟那个 Jacob 弟兄。
And both of them were good relationships, one part two.
这两位弟兄都有很温暖的爱心。
Now, this was the biggest, one of the biggest turning points in my life.
对我来说，这是我一生中最大的一个转捩点。
Because the people I was hanging around with and the people I met at church were so different.
因为我当时所交往的朋友跟我在教会认识的年轻人是非常不同。
And the spiritual feeling I had in church was so amazing.
我在教会所感受到的那个属灵的那个空气非常的让我惊讶。
I mean, when I was a Christian and my mom and her husband took me and our brothers to the Buddhist temple.
在我还没有成为基督徒之前呢，我的继父跟妈妈带我们去庙里。
I tell you the truth, I had no idea what I was doing.
我实在不知道我在庙里在做什么。
I mean, they were singing songs in Chinese at that time. I still had no idea what was going on.
他们所唱的歌也是中文的歌，我完全听不懂。
They were praying Chinese.
他们也念经，但都是中文。
I had no idea what I was doing. I was like a giant statue that I was doing the disciple to them. I was like.And the incense we were burning it, I had no idea what I was doing when I was burning those incense and putting them in the ashes. I went there to just burn stuff. I mean, you get the fire there. That's all I thought of that.
作为一个小孩，去庙里最高兴的是就可以玩火。
But then when I came to church, everything was different.
但我来到教会的时候，就是不一样了。
It seemed that you could do whatever you want, and God would still love you.
好像说无论你做什么，神都还是爱你的。
And so I accepted Jesus into my life.
所以在那下夏令会中，我就接受了耶稣进入我的心中。
So I was ecstatic about this. I was so happy.
我当时非常的开心。
And so.As usual, you want to spread the good news once you hear it.
当你得到一个好东西、一个好消息的时候，你自然就想要跟人家分享。
I go home and try to spread the good news to my dad.
所以我回家，我要把这个好消息告诉我的爸爸。
Now, I wish I could say that things went easy from there, and that my dad accepted Christ.
我真希望我能够告诉你们说，生活从那个点开始就非常的幸福快乐，我父亲就接受了主。
But that wasn't the case.
但事实上却没有这样发生。
Instead, he pretty much.Shut down my religion.
反而呢，他对我所信仰的非常不以为然。
He refused to accept the Lord Jesus into his life.
他拒绝接受耶稣基督。
And he refused for me to accept the Lord Jesus.
他也不准我接受耶稣基督。
So he gave me an ultimatum.
就他给我一个选择。
Either you love me.
你要爱我呢。
Or you love your God.
还是爱你的神。
You choose.
你做一个决定吧。
Now, it's not even making that choice.
对我来说非常难这样的选择。
I was fishing for that for a week, and already I have made this leap of faith.
因为我才信主一个礼拜，我的爸爸就给我这么艰难的选择。
It tore me apart.
我的心都被撕碎了。
Because remember, as I said, at this point, I thought it was just me and my dad now.
你们记得吗？因为从离婚到那个时候，我的世界里只有我的爸爸和我。
And then he tells me this, that he wants to abandon me and become a thief.I felt like I just lost everything in the world.
对我来说，选择不选择父亲，我所有的都要失去。
And then I went into depression.
所以我就进入一个非常沮丧的。
Now a lot of people, sometimes they have this bad day and just don't feel like doing anything.
那有的时候，的日子不太顺利，一天不想过。
Now imagine that, but that.Use the body if you really want to go on. Use the body to exercise, to socialize. You're always tired and you can't think of it. Your heart hurts all the time. Find it hard to interact with your love. You shut yourself out.Years and shut myself out. Because in my heart, I truly believe that if my parents didn't love me, then why would people who are
Christ still went to church. Even though I didn't talk with him or interact much, I still believe that this is the one thing I have to do or I'll die. And this is very much literally true. I as a teenager, who was not about to do it, of course, me being the native person I am, didn't do anything. Well, I do believe that, that God was watching me. He wanted me to live. Even though I lost the Lord to go on, He wanted me to live. So eventually, I started to open up a little more and started to be a little more active in the church. And I pretty much put the gang I was in. Now, if anyone really thinks about it, getting in and out of gangs is no easy
thing.
Pretty much, one thing to say is the only way out is in a box. They might not literally kill you, but they will try to hurt you. So I pray the Lord just told me to get out of this mess that I'm a fall into. And so he did, and I got out. And I was good and thankful. And here's my why. And we were at the homeownership at the time. And my mom there, she's a Christian too. And one day, I think it was a Friday or Saturday, she invited me to have dinner with her and one of her friends. It was free food, so it didn't really matter how much I care about my mom then. So I said, just stay along. My mom, she was so proud of me. She bragged about me going to UC Riverside, which pretty much I didn't see that much of a big accomplishment. And her friend was really impressed, like, wow, your son's pretty good. And then my mom said, Dad, also, he's learning how to drive. And I'm giving him his car this weekend. And me being an idiot, got my hopes up. I believe in my heart that this might actually happen. I might actually get to be a little bit of that. It came time that Sunday. Said, so mom, what do I make of my car? Her response. Oh, I wasn't serious about that. My heart was pretty much broken today. And I was pissed off. I mean, my goodness, I was so angry I did not want to go to church that day. Now, a lot of times, children, they say, I'm going to run away, I'm going to disappear. But they do nothing about it. However, I did. We were in Pomona then. And I did not want to go to my mom's party longer.
And you don't mind.
I don't want to go full, I'll meet you up here.
You said,
so you're on your way there, right? You're right. My mom drove me to Pomona, and if you get up front, I told my mom, go up to the meeting, I'll meet you up
there.
When she got up there, and I was sure she was going to come back. live in Los Angeles. 我住在 Los Angeles. And this night, there was blind anger.
当时我因为心里非常的愤怒。
I was pissed.
非常的生气。
I wanted to die. I wanted to disappear.
我很生气，对，我都不想活了，我最好消失了。
And so I'm walking.
所以我就开始走。
3 hours later, I'm not angry anymore.
走了三个小时，我的怒气也走光了。
And I'm like, oh wow, look, my phone's dead. Great.
然后我发现我的手机没电了。
Oh man, I'm so happy. Look, what did I get myself into?
我心想说，哦，我现在对我自己做了什么错事？
If anyone's really driven or seen the logo on Florida,
如果你有在墨尔本在开过车的话，
it comes to a point where there's no civilization.
我走到的地方都没有人烟了。
It's just desert.I was like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna die.
So all of this is better.
And I knew, God, this is it, isn't it? I'm done.
So then, 是不是你要接我回家？我完了，是不是？
And he said, no.
但是我觉得对我都不是的。
I'm gonna get you home.
你再给
我。Now, like, it's hard going local in these streets. It's past you at 10 cities.One wrong turn, and you're going to be like somewhere else. So, and there's a lot of forks in the road, so I'm going like left, right, middle. I'm like, where'd you now? I'm like, that way.
我就觉得有人向我说右转和左转，那我心里就说说实话，希望你是对的，所以我就这样走。
So I go.
所以我就转。
And as I'm going, I'm talking to God.
我一面走，我一面就跟神讲。
And one thing I noticed is that sometimes we're so distracted by everything. Sometimes we're so distracted by friends, we're so distracted by TV, computer, phone.
在这一段路程里，我发现一件事情，就是我们这个人啊，生活。被很多事情给分去了，有时候是电视，有时候是电脑，有的时候是电玩。
But when all those are gone, you can't be driving them anymore.
但当你来到一个环境，这些事情都没有，啊，你没有什么可以靠的。
You're gonna talk to God.
你只能跟神交谈。
And by this time, it's only been about 6 hours of walking.
在那个时候，我才走了差不多六个小时。
I knew there was about another 5 to 6 hours to go.
知道起码还有5-6个小时的路要
走。So I'm talking to God.Asking, what do you want from me? What do you want in my life?
我就跟神说，你到底要我做什么？你对我生命有什么要求
？And here's what he tells me.
神对我说
，I need to learn how to have forgiveness in my heart.
我需要学会如何容许。
My whole life, I've been looking for something that's not there.
因为我生命的好，我在寻找一个不存在的。
I've been looking for the type of love that I expect from my parents.
我心里总是希望得到一种爱，我希望我父母给我的那种。
Now this by no means that my parents did not give me love.
这不是说我的父母不爱我。
But it means that I was blind to it.
而是我非常的盲目，看不见他们的爱。
I was so angry, I was blinded to their love.
我的愤怒让我看不清。
So I'm walking.
所以我一面走一面跟神说话。
And finally,
终于
，10 hours later,
十个小时之后
，10 hours.The sun says I'm probably sunburned, and my blisters, my shoes are like this, and I'm bleeding.
十个小时之后，我脚也肿肿了，水泡也长水泡，鞋子太磨穿了。十个小时的太阳也出
来了。I see lost tunes.
我看到那条街名叫 Lost Tunes.
Well, I know this place. I remember my friend told me here. It's like 15 minutes, so 15 minutes of driving.
我记得，哦，我坐这种来过啊，因为我朋友带我来过这地方，开车大概15分钟。
But, oh, I know where I am now. Keep going.
然后我知道我现在哪里，那我就继续走下去。
One hour later, Main Street Theater.
一个小时之后，我就看到在 Main Street 上面那家电影院。
I'm so close.
哦，我离家很近了。
And I keep walking and walking and walking.
继续走下去。
And the entrance front door of my house.
我来到了我家的前门。
Walk into my room.
我走到我的房间。
God pretty much let my legs collapse.
那时候我的腿就整个站起。
And God came to my heart.
那时候神对我的心说。
And here's what He said.
他说这句话。
Open your Bible.
打开你的圣经。
Open my Bible.
我就把圣经打开。
So Psalms 27.
打开诗篇二十七篇。
那就是这样。
看历史。
Here's what it says.
编节是这样说。
Though my mother and father forsake me,
就是我的父母弃我。
The Lord will redeem me.
神永远弃
我。And that's why I hear that the Lord's always going to be there.
当时我就知道我的主永远与我。
And that was the second pivot turning point of my life.
那个是我的成功。第二个最大的。
Okay, everything changed. I started to start forgiving and trying to just see the best in me. I stopped hating my parents. And eight, let me tell you this. Through observation of everybody, I've observed people in different schools, people in different ages, people in different countries, and everywhere.
知道对你仇恨这件事，我有我的观察。无论这个人多大的年纪，在哪一个国家，仇恨。
And I always hear words. I hate you.
我常常听到人这样讲，不管在哪一个国家里，仇国恨我。
And I just want to tell them, no, they don't.
事实上，我想告诉他们说，人不恨我。
Your parents made you angry.
也许他们让你生气。
But don't hate them.
一定要恨。
Don't see them as a burden in your life.
不要把他们当做你生命中的包。
我每次给 my parents 说的，
有的人也说，哎，我现在很讨厌我。
I know, I've been there.
我知道，因为我有这样的感觉。
And but then it stayed until God took it away.
但是这样的感觉有一天神把它拿走。
So this is one of the biggest things that God showed me. Don't hate your parents. Don't even say that.
神向我显现一个最重要的。不要恨你的父母，甚至是在口头上都不能这样说。
Your parents are not a burden to you.
你的父母不是你的一个担子。
So when I had it in my heart that I hated my parents, God said this.
所以当时我心中还在恨我的父母亲的时候，神这样说。
Why don't you look into your life and see a sacrifice that your parents have made?
你为什么不去看看你父母为你所做的事？
Maybe what they paid for you.
看看他们所为你买上。
Did that pay for rent?
父亲为你付房子。
Your mom brings you to church.
母亲带你到神的家。
Your parents do this and that for you.
父母做了这个，做了那。
And then you have the gall to say that you hate your parents.
你居然觉得你有资格说你恨你的父母。
Why don't you look back and see do you really hate them?
为什么去看看你的？
Look back and appreciate what your parents have done to you.
真的很难过。你应该为了他们所为你做的而感激。
I just broke down.
我在那里。
And, I mean, my dad, he wasn't the best person. And if anyone in the world that I should hate, it would be him. And you know, he did so, he said, I don't love you anymore because you love God. However, I still have to live with him. Back then, I also had thoughts of murder. I had that murderous drive in me. I guess I'm fighting. But that's not what God wanted. But never constantly come home drunk. And he would vomit in the trash can. Bring me away from it. I had class the next day. I can't hold, I can't sleep. So, what can I do? The one thing that only possible at that time. I cried myself. And that life really sucked. And then that's another thing God shows me. Learn to forgive your dad. See him through my eyes, not yours. And so I did. Now my dad, he was doesn't drink as much. And he just recently quit smoking. I mean, I was really baffled. I mean, I told him years ago when I was 10, stop smoking.
我十岁开始我就劝他不要抽烟。
And you think he said it's too expensive?
现在
太贵。 Like, and a peer review.
只有到了高中啊，第三年的时候才稍微去练一练书，准备。
Look at people now, they're studying in freshman year.
现在我认识的人从九年级就开始准备 SAT。
Back then I was like, what's this? What's SAT?
那时候我连对 SAT 是什么都搞不清楚。
So, yes, our parents do things that we may not like, tell us to do things we may not like.But they love us, and that's why they do it.
但是因为他们爱我们，所以他们才这样督促我。
And there's no way to know that. No, you can't fathom how much they love us.
我们没有办法明白的，他们爱我们有多少。
Except when we try to communicate.
只有当我们试着跟他们沟通。
A couple of weeks ago, when I had my mom,
两个礼拜之前，我跟我母亲吃中饭。
I explained to her
向她解释
why I was angry.
为什么我昨天充满了愤怒？
But before that, I asked her why did she think I was angry.
我先问她说，你知道为什么我常常充满愤怒？
She said pretty much because I said something and I didn't do it. That was way off. That's not why I was angry.
她以为我还在因为她曾经说过她要做的事没有做到，我为那样的什么事情，至少不是这样。
I was angry because I got betrayed.
我觉得愤怒，因为我觉得我被父母错了，背叛。
Now, our parents are psychic.
我父母当然他们不是什么心灵神学家。
Some reason I expected her to know that.
他们也不是神，他们怎么会晓得我们心灵神？
But in order for relationship to really work, that's what I do. Have to be real relationship. You have to communicate with your parents.
但为了要让我跟我父母有一个真的好的关系，我
一定要
跟他们沟通，是双向的。
You're angry at your parents.
如果你心里对父母有什么怒气
，What good does it do you if you don't tell your parents why they make you angry at the same thing again?
若是你不告诉他们心里的愤怒还有你为什么愤怒，你们的关系不会好转。
Likewise, your parents sometimes your children make you mad.
同样的，父母当你对你的孩子有怒气的时候
，Sometimes you say, "Oh, you get to clean the house for the day."
也许你的孩子说，哦，今天你该打扫房子。
小孩子怎么知道的？
小孩就在电脑上忙着。
Why?
为什么
？They never know why.
他们永远不明白。
They may think they can assume why.
他们可以猜想为什么。
Parents can say, "We're used to be your age. We understand what you're feeling, and assume that you know why you're in trouble."
做父母的也许说，我也年轻过，我知道你在想什么。
But every individual person is different.
但是每一个人是不同。
Every it's required that if someone's bad, a simple punishment.Did not know why, it's lower.
当一个人生气，然后依着他身体处罚，他就不知道为什么他生气，这样是没有益处。
The action repeats itself.
而这样的故事会不断的在你的家庭中重演。
And I learned that from my relationship recovering with my mom.
我盯着我跟我母亲的关系重建，我慢慢认识这件事。
And then I was hot tempered, I would just yell at her.
我以前是非常不好意思，我就对母亲大喊大叫。
And she would yell at me.
他们也因此被激动了，也会向我喊。
Where is this heading?
这样的喊来喊去有什么益处
？She doesn't know why I'm angry.
她不知道为什么我怒，充满怒气而发出这样的怒吼。
I don't know why she's angry.
我也不知道什么让她生气。
It repeats itself every week.
那我们的关系就是在这种情况里不断的重复发生。
Until I sit her down and say, "This is why I'm angry. Please refrain from doing this." Yeah.
直到有一天，我跟她说：“妈妈，我每次为什么这么生气，是因为这个原因。”
That's what we can live harmonious with each other.
那样我们才可能有做和谐相处的事情。
And I'm so happy that God in my life for me to realize this and learn from it.
真的感谢神，因为神在我的生命中让我经历这件事，最近就是有一个体会，有一个体
验。I mean, I've suffered my whole life up until pretty much last year, until I realized, whoa, step back, figure things out.What are you doing in life?
我也许一从小到大一直活在这种痛苦的境地，直到去年神开了我的眼睛，让我退步看清楚我过的这一生，让我明白神要我做什么。
It may be the case where God took my parents away from me, but in the process of that, He gave something more.
也许好像看见神在我成长的过程中把父母离开了，但是在这个过程中呢，他给我的是更多。
We need to be related to our parents by real blood, by genetics.
也许我们跟父母的关系是血缘的关系。
But when we are really bound together as one family, it's our blood. done in my life.
我的忠告是，退一步看看这样的生活方式或者互动形态对你们有什么好处。
So when it comes to a point where, when children, when it comes to a point where feel like I hate my parents or my parents are annoying.
特别是孩子们，有一件事你觉得父母实在很烦。
Look back at the things you've done.
退一步看看你父母所为你做的切实。
Look at the sacrifices you've made. Look at how much money you've spent to help you do well in school, help you prepare for SAT. Look at the things they buy you.
看他们所为你们所做的牺牲，所买的东西，所有的东西。
Look at the materialistic things that you may not need, such as you need like a laptop at this time, your hand printers, your iPod, iPhone, phone.
看看许多你们所拥有的物质，事实上在你这个年纪根本还不需要的，无论是电脑。
And for so many years, I've not said that.